This is a poem that was written by a man in prison in America, and it says a lot for all of us. A poem written by a man in an American prison. Some men spend a lifetime in the hope they can devise a chart which will enable man to someday analyze the wretched men who stumble, then somehow cannot arise. They'll pay one man to draw the charts, another to declare what secret signs are in the lines, but do they really care that one is long and one is short and one line is not there? For charts are abstract documents that cannot have a soul. They cannot tell why this man fell and that one reached his goal, nor can they tell why some rebel and lose all self-control. I think 1,000 years from now, as it was long ago, two roads will be for all to see, but which way will man go? Will he arise toward the skies to reach some new plateau? Will he devise a brave new world, a world thus far unknown? Will he plow under all the seeds of greed and hate he's sown, or will he steal the very field he plants his hopes upon? As long as there are two such roads a man can look upon, as long as some men linger deep within the twilight zone, the weak will always take the road that leads to wall of stone. There should be made a stone blockade torn from the prison stone, and make a wall across all roads men should not walk upon, and let the seeds of bitter weeds grow till that road is gone. Then those who sit in higher power, those who hold the might, could then direct the hordes of men onto the way that's right, and then the men who draw the charts would also see the light.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm very sorry Glenn Shirley could not be with us. The parole board would not allow him to travel outside the United States for some reason. I don't know the reason. Glenn Shirley has been out of prison now for a year and a half, which is the longest time in his entire life that he's ever been out of prison. He bought himself a farm near Nashville, Tennessee, and he's doing mighty fine, raising cows.